and Americans are not done with this subject yet.
President Barack Obama might have signed an executive order calling for the closure of Guantanamo Bay within 1 year, but the debate over torture and the authorization of coercive techniques is far from over.
Despite heavy opposition from the intelligence community, the White House is set to declassify and publicly release legal memos from the Department of Justice, which detail enhanced interrogation techniques approved by the Bush administration.
They're deeply disturbing. I think Americans of every political persuasion are concerned that our country has been up to no good in some very important respects, despite the fact that what we were doing had some positive aspects. To torture people or subject them to the kind of abuse and inhuman treatment that they were obviously subjected to is really contrary to our value system.
The documents confirm legal authorization for enhanced interrogation techniques for high-level detainees, such as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Abu Zubaydah, a program former Vice President Dick Cheney recently confessed helped authorize. According to an administration official interviewed by Newsweek, the text of the memos is ugly and could embarrass the CIA.
Furious about the idea that the Obama administration is going to declassify and thereby make public these secret Justice Department memos that spell out the interrogation techniques that were approved for use by the CIA.
But previous torture memos have alluded to the same set of lawyers from the Office of Legal Counsel as the culprits of the techniques authorized. So why are the new memos from the DOJ set to broaden the debate over torture and infuriate many in the international community?
The CIA has always argued that if these interrogation techniques were made public, it would compromise the agency, it would harm national security, it would reveal sources and methods. Now, the mere fact that the agency has fought so hard to keep this list classified is an indication that we probably don't know all the techniques that were used.
Aside from the new memos on coercive techniques, an account from investigative journalist Mark Daner about information from a secret international Red Cross report delivered to the CIA in 2007 has also intensified the debate about torture.
Simulated drowning or waterboarding was certainly one of them, but others included locking them up in tiny coffin-like boxes for hours on end, hurling them around by the neck and slamming them into plywood doors.
According to civil liberties organizations, the new memos contain more incriminating evidence to build a criminal case against the lawyers who contributed their legal advice to the memos. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.